awesome people of the internet. All right. Welcome to the first ever episode of Awesome People of the Internet. My name's Steve, and if you made it through the first 11 seconds of this podcast, congratulations, because, man, that was bad. You actually know it's worse than that was the 14 tries it took me to get that, what I'm calling quote-unquote right. You know what? Screw it. I like it. It was good. I'm going to keep it as the intro to this podcast and the episodes to follow because it's raw. It was real. It was the first thing I ever recorded into the silly microphone, so I'm keeping it. It'll be a piece of internet history one day. this is Awesome People of the Internet. My name's Steve, and I will get to what that means here in a bit. But first, a little bit about myself. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to do that. If you're listening to this, you probably are a friend, a relative, a family member. What's up, Mom? Or someone who follows me on Twitter, or just a cool person on the internet. So, you know what I bring to the table? How stupid is that? As you can tell, too, I've never done this, so I'm going to suck really bad at it. When we start, I suck so bad that I've already recorded 15 minutes of it. And I deleted it. I hit the undo button. And apparently for you first-time computer users, undo deletes what you previously did. So, I did about a good, I'll say subpar, 12 minutes that I recorded into this microphone here. And it's gone now. So I'm doing it again. In 2 minutes, I'm already forgetting what I talked about the first time. I'm going to try podcasting. This is a thing that's going to happen. I've never done it before, and I tend to quit things that I start. I get all fired up about stuff like running and buy a bunch of running gear. And then after, a week of running, I realize how hard running is and I stop running because I'd rather watch TV, and I like TV a lot, and TV's easy. And running's hard. So my running analogy means that I'm going to keep running. I need to keep running. I'm 10 pounds overweight right now. But no, I'm not going to quit this. I'm hopefully going to do some cool stuff. And the goal of this, and let's just talk about it, is to talk to awesome people that live on the internet, that work on the internet, that do cool things on the internet. Lately, there's been so much garbage on the internet of people commenting on YouTube videos, saying hateful shit to people on Twitter, saying hateful stuff to women on Twitter, being on Twitter and being a sucky person. Facebook is just a wasteland of negativity these days, outside of pictures of people's dogs and babies and family members. The internet's getting a bad rap these days, and I'm out to try to fix it. No, I'm kidding. The only goal of this is to really have positive stories and talk to positive people that use the internet for good or are just like being there and bring some positivity to the internet. This is obviously isn't going to change it. Skater Dude 669 is still going to be commenting on first you suck ass nostril. See, I can't even do it. I'm not even as mean as those dorks. Those people will still comment on YouTube videos, and people will still send crappy stuff to people on Twitter. I'm lucky. I don't see it a lot. I work with people that get a lot of negativity, and I've seen their comment section. It sucks. I would never wish that on anybody. So the goal of this is to talk to cool people, talk to awesome people, get some awesome stories out of people I've been lucky enough to meet, whether it's through work or through the internet, about anything we want to talk about. It's going to be a free-flowing conversation. How cheesy is that? I just burped, and there's a mute button on this microphone, and I didn't use it when I had to burp. I probably could go back and edit that out, but too much work. So hope you enjoy that burp. Awesome. Obviously, the title of this podcast too is Awesome People of the Internet, and I think I'm gonna make up some sort of rule. I'm like a drinking game is the easy thing to do because I tend to say the word awesome way too much. So some sort of fun game out of this will happen. And maybe it's like, if we're not doing a drink, like do the shot, man. Every time he says awesome. Whoa, I love this podcast. Listen to this podcast. Get a bottle of Jaeger and you'll get wasted, dude, because this guy says awesome. That impression was me at age 23. I'm just going to say it, keep it in my head. How about anytime I say the word awesome, you do 10 push-ups. 10 push-ups no matter where you are. I don't care. Get down on the ground, do some push-ups. And that was just my SEC coach impression, I guess. So, yeah, if you're grocery shopping, if you're doing yard work, if you're grilling, if you're running, anytime I say the word awesome, 10 push-ups, sit down and or get down. Yeah, sit down because you sit down. Well, I sit down when I do push-ups, but you hopefully healthy people don't. Crush out 10 push-ups. Don't, unless you're driving. If you're listening to this in the car, which you've probably already turned off by now, don't do push-ups while you're driving. That is not safe. The more you know. No, but back to, God, this is so bad. I hope I listen back. And I do have a grand vision for this podcast. 1 million Twitter followers, an iTunes app, a television program, a Mercedes sponsorship. I hate Mercedes. I don't know why I said that. No, but I hope I listen back to this and see how much better it's gotten and how much I've grown as a podcast. Is that a real sentence? Now, how much this has grown up? This is going to be the worst episode. I guarantee you this will be the worst. At least I hope this is the worst episode, because if it's not, we're in a lot of trouble, folks. And the awesome of the people of the internet won't get their voices heard. So, yeah, I know a lot of – I have a list of people I'm looking at right now that I'm not going to tease because no one's committed to it yet, of people I want to talk to, people that I think can tell cool stories and I think will be entertaining for a half an hour, 45 minutes, however we long to do this. There's obviously some goals on there. There's some people I definitely hope that I get to talk to. Who knows what can happen? I've seen podcasting and people who work really hard on the internet lead to some cool opportunities. So I hope the same happens for me. I'm using this and I'm saying a lot too because I'm lazy. I see this leading to some cool stuff and hopefully can be an entertaining thing for you to zone out and listen to for 45 minutes one day. One actual thing I'm actually going to do some sort of intro to start each episode, similar to the one you heard earlier about. I'm going to try doing some stand-up again. I will update my progress. This is kind of like a two-part thing. I'm going to be talking to awesome people on the internet, but I'll also either at the front or back end of each podcast update on progress on Steve doing stand-up again. For those that don't know, I've done it a handful of times over the past 7 years, kind of as just a hobby. It's something I'm very passionate about. I could say I love. I love stand-up, and I am not good at it, obviously, or else you would be hearing about my world tour. I can't even say the word world right, so that tells you how good of a comedian I am. No, but seriously, I have a small obsession with it. I just look up to the people that do it for a living and be able to tell jokes into a microphone and get paid for it. It's one of the hardest jobs in America or in the world. Yes, diving with sharks is pretty hard, and being a firefighter is probably the hardest job in America. But being a stand-up comedian is one of the hardest jobs anybody can do, because basically you're alone on a stage in front of anywhere from 50,000 people, and you have one thing at your disposal, and it's a microphone, and people are asking you, go be funny, with their arms crossed, eating a quesadilla. That's hard. That's really hard. And sure, I might be exaggerating a bit, and now that I'm thinking about it, I might have just compared stand-up comedians to people who save lives, such as firefighters, and in no way am I saying that those two things are exactly alike, but being a stand-up is one of the hardest jobs a human being can have. It just by doing it, I can tell that it's scary as shit. But it's also hella fun. So what I'm going to do, I don't need to ramble about that. You guys know who's good, who's not good, and who's awesome at stand-up. I don't need to ramble about that any more than I currently am. But yeah, I'll give a 2-minute update on what I'm writing about, if I did another open mic, if I'm doing it more and more, just so, one, it's kind of therapy for me, but two, hopefully it ends up being a cool journey and I can look back at this half-assed recording and say, well, there's actual progress made, Steve, good job. So yeah, it's all for me. I don't care about you guys. I'm kidding. So yeah, I think I'm going to, this is a quick one, 11 minutes is worth it, right, of your time to listen to the first ever episode. And go, you can stop this one here even if you want, and listen to the ones with actual people on it. I hope there's 4 or 5 of those above that you can listen to besides this one, because they're good. This is me predicting the future. I know the people I'm going to be talking to are good, and it's more entertaining than this. So welcome to Awesome People of the Internet. If you have any questions for me, my email is brayband57@gmail.com. I'm going to take a sip of water. I guess, again, mute button. Follow me on Twitter at stevebrayband.com. This is weird. This feels official now. I'm telling people where to find me, and the 4 people that are listening to this already know where to find me. You probably have unfollowed me on Twitter. but, yeah, I want to answer questions. I want to talk to more people. I want to meet people. I hope this... me talking to awesome people of the internet leads to meeting more awesome people of the internet, and those awesome people, 10 push-ups, are on this podcast and as guests on this podcast. I'm going to be interviewing people over Skype, so it doesn't matter where people are. Breaking news, have to figure out how that works. So hopefully by the time you're listening to this, I've figured that out. Also be doing some in person. I work with a ton of cool people, and hopefully I'll be able to be lucky enough to have them on this and talk to them for a good 30, 45 minutes about their life, what they do, what they like, what makes them awesome. 10 push-ups. So by the end of this thing, you're going to be ripped because you're going to be doing so many push-ups, but then also you're hearing some cool stories. What else do you need? Why would you put on Swamp People or Real World Road Rules Challenge? Well, that show's awesome, but why would you watch TV? You can listen to this awesome podcast and do awesome push-ups, 10 push-ups. All right, I'll stop. I think I could do 1 more minute to make it 14. Well, no, let's do 2 more minutes to make it an even 15 and stop there. I'm recording this right now from the subpar state of Connecticut. No, I'm kidding. I love Connecticut. I make Connecticut my home. Originally from Pittsburgh, but Connecticut is where I currently reside. I'm in my office. My wife, my loving wife, is 2 doors away from me. I told her not to listen in because I'm weirdly nervous. I'm sitting in a room all by myself with a lamp, a microphone, a computer, and a couch, and I'm nervous. That tells you, again, how good I am at stand-up. So these are going to get better. I'm going to get more confident. My wife will probably make some cameos because she is far more talented and way more funnier than I am in any instance, under any circumstance. She should be doing this. I should not be doing this. My dog, Andy, might also come in. Breaking news, dogs don't talk, so he might not have a big role in this, but he makes funny noises, so hopefully we can get a few things out. All right, 1 minute left. Let's see what else I can tell you. Again, I like stand-up. I love cooking. I just made an awesome flank steak earlier. God damn, that was good. I like bourbon. I'm a bourbon drinker, and don't let people tell you that you can't drink bourbon on the rocks. I drink bourbon on the rocks. It waters it down. It doesn't taste right. No, it's great. I love sports. Obviously, work in sports. I'm from Pittsburgh. I'm an annoying, obnoxious, in your face Steelers fan, and the Penguins and the Pirates. Sports are. I've tempered the madness that I used to have when I'd throw a shoe against the wall when the Penguins would lose to the Flyers 4-2. That doesn't happen anymore, but I'm still a huge sports fan. I like reading and writing a book. Oh, I'm also writing a book right now that probably won't get published, but I'm going to try that too. So book, podcast, stand-up. Yeah, I got a lot of hobbies going on. Hopefully we look back on this in a year and one of those things is still going or has happened. That's 15 minutes. Boom, I did it. Hopefully I don't delete this like I deleted the first one. I'm going to go out and high-five my wife and say, yay, I did it, and probably fall asleep and never do this again. No, I'm kidding. Click the episodes above. Follow me on Twitter at Steve Braband. This was the first ever episode, a historical moment in internet history that will live for centuries and centuries to come. All right. Awesome people of the internet. More to come. I'm excited. Hope you are too. Oh, and by the way, this episode was brought to you by Big Kahuna Burger. Yes, Big Kahuna Burger. It is a tasty burger. See you. Bye. Okay, bye.